Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on this Sunday evening here in the UK. It's 8 p.m. And I know it's 3 p.m. in Eastern time, and it's noon on the Pacific side. And you know what? I love this time of year because everything comes back to normal. And I say that because today is an important day. Important day for two reasons. First of all, our clocks went forward early hours this morning, which now brings us back into balance with the American time, because obviously, as you know, you've put your clocks forward a little bit sooner than us, so which would confuse things in somewhat way, because the show has been going out at 4 p.m. instead of the usual 3 p.m. But, you know, it's all being brought back to balance. Everything seems to fit in quite nicely there, which is perfect. But it's an important day as well, because it's Mother's Day here in the UK as well. So I want to take this opportunity to wish all the mothers a wonderful Mother's Day, and hope that you've all had wonderful cards and presents. And if you go over to my Facebook page, I did put a post there first thing this morning wishing all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. And that's not just for those that's here now, mothers that's in the spirit world. You know, we've lost mothers, and you know, some of our mothers are in the spirit world, and I just want to wish them well and wish us well here. Today is an exciting show. I've got two guests with me, and you know, there seems to be the theme the last couple of weeks of having two guests for one show, which is fantastic. And the one guest is no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. She's been here several times before. She's a wonderful lady, a lady that I can actually say it's a friend, a true friend, because you know, I'd say you can probably count two friends on one hand, because this lady is not only I've met her when I was out in America, but this lady actually flew for 3 hours on a plane to come and meet me, which, you know, at that moment in time filled me with such abundance of words can't describe, of being content, of knowing that this lady would be in my life for the rest of my life. Because, you know, to do that, that's dedication, that's commitment. And that's no other than, who needs no introduction, is our June Evans. Hi, June, are you there with us?
Hi there. Hi, everyone out there.
Well, June, it's a pleasure to have you back on Mike Spirit FM. It's been a little while, but welcome back.
Thank you, Mike.
And as I said there, June, in the introduction, you know, we have met, and it filled me with happiness to know that, you know, you actually flew 3 hours to come and meet me. You know, that made me feel special when we actually met, because we were talking prior to that meeting. But, you know, I was out there in America, in Florida, in West Palm Beach, and in comes June, and, you know, kind of filled the room full of energy and full of light and full of love. And you know, I can't thank you enough for making that journey, because it wasn't just a journey for myself, but it was a journey of, it was special to know that you did that. So from the bottom of my heart, June, I want to thank you very much. And you know, we have remained in touch since, and you know, it's such an honor to be a part of your company. As I said, you can count two friends or maybe on one hand, and with something that's been experienced over the last few weeks, months, call it what you want, it's kind of hit home to me that it's difficult to find someone that will stand by you through thick and thin, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. That's true. Well, it's been my pleasure and my honor as well. And, of course, as you know, I was going through the grieving process too, so I couldn't wait to get to you to see if you could bring my hubby through, which you did. Loved it. We had a good time.
Well, that's what I was there for, Jean, was there to work. And saying that's what I was there for, you know, I know last year that I did plan a trip to the USA, which circumstances stopped me at that point. But those circumstances are now gone. My brother-in-law, Gwyn, bless his heart, passed home to the spirit world, and my family needed me here. So, you know, I took that decision into hand and dealt with the family because they have to come first. But I know that we've got another trip planned in June, haven't we?
Oh, we absolutely do. And I'm looking forward to meeting all of the people that listen to you on the radio. But wait till you meet him in person, everyone. I'm looking for 900 people.
Wow.
I'm going to gather 900. First 900, you lucky people. Come on. I want to hear from New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Rhode Island, all around the United States, all around the world. I have an email address I wanted to give you as well. It's going to be very easy this time. Mike Davies Tour. It's that simple. At AOL.com. So it's Mike Davies Tour at AOL.com. And ask me any questions. I don't care what they are. If I can help you once you get this way to see Mike, you got to see him in person, everyone. You got to give him a hug.
Oh, Jim, that's what I need is that hug, you know? Because, you know, people see me as Mike Davies, the medium, yes, and that's what I am. But, you know, not many people see me as Mike Davies, the person, you know? And
that's right.
What's behind me that makes me a medium is a person. And, you know, I'm a human being, the same as everybody else.
Exactly.
The difference is I understand the spirit world, and I understand I can communicate with them from time to time. But, yeah, you know, come and meet me. Come and say hi to me. And come and meet Mike Davies, the person, as well as Mike Davies, the medium. And, you know, the pleasure will be all mine there out in Maine and the surrounding areas. June, isn't it? It's the surrounding areas we'll be going.
Yes, it is. We call it New England. We have Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts. Hi, Massachusetts. Rhode Island. No. Connecticut, yeah. But we're reaching everywhere, I hope.
And I know as well... You know, after that time that we've been together, I will be visiting West Palm Beach again.
Okay.
So, you know...
My hubby's telling me, Mike, this is going to sell out fast.
Well, you know...
This is going to sell out, so people really want to get on board. 900 of us! Yay!
Well, the only way they can get on board is by emailing Mike Davies Tour, which I'll spell all that for you. It's M-I-C-K-D.
No,
I said it wrong. M-I-K-E. I can't even spell
yes,
the name. MikeDavies Tour, TOUR, at AOL.com. So send your emails to June. June will be happy to answer all of your questions of where I'm going to be, where you can get the tickets from, the prices. You know, because, June, I think to myself, it's easy just to leave you deal with that side of things because that's what you're good at.
Well, also, I want to remind, thank you, Mike. I also want to remind the people, I don't care what questions you have. You want to know where the best place to eat once you get here. You want to sleep. You want to rest. You want to stay overnight. Whatever you need, I will take care of you. You haven't left home when you're with me. You're going to be home when you come here, okay?
June, I was just going to say, well, as long as you let me know where I can eat, I'll be more than happy and content.
You have some of my home cooking. You wait. You wait.
I think that's what I'm longing for, some home cooking. Definitely some home cooking.
Those people that are listening right now in New England know about diners. I don't know how they are across the United States, but I love diner food too. It's not that good for us sometimes, but, anyway, that'd be a fun place to take you to a couple of diners where it's home. What would you call that, Darlene?
Home cooking. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do that. But I love cooking, too. So, my husband's mentioning my cheesecake. And I'm going to go ahead and plug our new book called Cooking with Spirit that's coming out pretty soon. And I had an open house yesterday here in New Hampshire. And the cheesecake went so fast and went over beautifully. And Darlene just had a piece of my strawberry strawberry cake, actually. So I love cooking and baking.
Well, you know.
So let's make it, the people that are coming this way, please don't be nervous. Don't be worried about anything. You just need to speak to me through the email. We'll keep in touch, and I'll answer your questions.
You know, Jim, I'm going to need that hug as soon as I get over there, because one thing for sure, I'm coming on my own this time. Most definitely, I'm coming on my own. You know, I'll be traveling on the plane 8 to 9 hours to come and visit you there and do some wonderful work. And, you know, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's about, you know, working for the spirit world.
It is.
Allowing the people to have
also,
that chance. To
yes.
Connect.
I'm also hearing to tell the people out there that I'm very interested in what is called light workers. And any of you have a pen and paper, a pencil and paper, please write down light workers. Look it up on your internet and find out if you're a light worker. I'd be interested to hear about that too. Email me if you feel that you are. I am a psychic medium as well, but I'm a light worker, and so isn't Darlene, and so isn't Mike. And it's us light workers here around the world that's going to make this world a better place, along with our little beautiful starseed children that are here, and your children and grandchildren are probably what they call a rainbow child or a indigo or a crystal. So please look all of those things up and email me, because I'd love to hear from our light workers. We're going to meet. The world isn't that big anymore. It's not. It's like we're all going to get together around the world. Us light workers are going to make a difference.
Most definitely, most definitely. I'm with you all the way. June, once again, that email address, it's mikedavistour@aol.com. That's right, isn't it?
It is.
And that's going to be around the New Hampshire, New England, and you'll have to fill in the blanks the rest of it.
Yes, I'm looking to take you to Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts. I love Vermont. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for you to see these places and meet the people. Wait till you meet the people.
You know, that's what I'm all about. You know, I was labeled as the people's psychic back in 2009 when I won the National Award, June. And, you know, I love nothing more than meeting the people, and particularly after a demonstration. I mean, all people got to do is look at my Facebook, just look at my profile picture where I'm gathered around lots of people, because that's what I loved after the demonstration, is being around the people.
Okay.
It's the people that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And I'm being, my husband is here with me in spirit, of course, and he's saying, to the very first person that emails me from California and is willing to travel 3,000 miles to see Mike, I will give a free half-hour reading. And we're asking Mike, how about you, Mike? Are you willing to give a little bit of a free reading to somebody that'll come 3,000 miles?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay. Okay. Darlene is going to give a half-hour free reading to whoever comes from Colorado. The first person to email me from Colorado. And I'll get some more mediums if I can for the other states.
So that's, you know, if you are willing to travel, like you did, June, you was willing to travel. If you are willing to travel, then come on along and you will have a free reading for that, for your trouble and your time, isn't it? And that's
yeah.
A private
reading. I mean, we have what? Plane, train, buses, whatever, and if there's connections they need to know about, whatever they need, they please email me and I'll keep in touch. And if I need to get help, I'll get help. I have a daughter-in-law that'll help. Darlene here will help with the emails.
Absolutely perfect. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I would definitely say, you know, come along. It's well worth coming along just to meet me, watch me work live, because you know on the radio it works perfectly. But come and watch me live.
Exactly. Another thing my husband's bringing up, thank you, Jerry, he's bringing up the fact that, yes, we're going to be as close as 45 minutes from the White Mountains of New Hampshire, which a lot of people might want to see Mike Davies, but they also might want to visit some of the beautiful places we have around here. And so White Mountains, I am sitting right now 22 minutes from the beach, from the Atlantic Ocean, and I would love to have a beach party.
That's where I want to be, June, at the beach.
You got it.
Okay, well,
Jerry's telling me bring your kites. We're going to fly a kite, apparently. We're going to have the biggest kite flying convention along with mediumships and, oh, my gosh. Yeah, Spirit's got it all figured out.
Well, Stephanie, well, June, I know that you're going to stay with us throughout the show, and, you know, we will regularly come back to you. But, you know, if you want to get in touch with June, and please do so. The email address you need, it's mikedavistour@aol.com, which is mikedavistour@aol.com. June, I want to thank you for coming on for a short few minutes. We will come back to you in a bit, but we do have another guest with us, don't we?
We do, and here she is.
This is the wonderful and amazing Darlene. Hi, Darlene. Are you there with us?
Hello, Mike. I'm right here.
Well,
how are you today?
I'm doing very well today, Darlene. I've got to be honest, I've been looking forward to the show because I know that we've been chatting back and forth from it. You know, we've been following each other on Facebook for a little while there. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to listening to your work. I'm really looking forward to working alongside yourself as well. So, you know, what people need to do, Darlene, is to call in. Yes, we do have some callers in the switchboard at the moment, but what the numbers you need are 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you do want to connect on Skype, and that's a free, if you want to come on for free, that's fine. Come and have your free reading on your free call via Skype. All you need to do is to type into your computer www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And then that link then will take you straight to the show page. Incidentally, that's where you will find our chat room. Come in and have a chat with us, and you will find the Skype button right at the top of the page there. But Darlene, just a few minutes there. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Darlene. How long have you been working for the spirit world?
Well, I started seeing spirit when I was just a little girl.
Yeah.
And I developed it since then. I blocked it for many years. I was afraid of it, and since then I've grown into more and more of it, and I've expanded. So, I can't explain. I've been doing it for, well, off and on for all my life, really.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know, I believe when it's a, you know, a natural born gift that we have, it's a gift to be nurtured, isn't it? You know, and it certainly seems as if the gift that you have, you've nurtured it, because, you know, if you pick it up and put it down, as you say you have, then, you know, you've kind of nurtured it to be there at the right time in your life. And, you know, when things are right in your life, then they are right. And obviously, right now, Darlene, the time is right in your life to enjoy the knowing that the spirit world is so much around us, and we can connect into that beautiful energy anytime that we feel or deem necessary. So, you know, Darlene, it pleases me in abundance to know that, you know, that you are there basically on the other side of the world there to me in Maine at the moment and doing some wonderful work for the spirit world. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you very much for that, because, you know, it doesn't matter who's given a reading, so long as the reading is going fine and the communication is flowing, to me it's absolutely perfect no matter what.
Right. I just have to make one correction. I'm actually in New Hampshire.
Okay.
I'm not in Maine, but I do travel into Maine.
Okay.
Also, but my home base is New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire. So tell us, Darlene, how can people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you for a reading or something? How can people get a hold of you?
Okay, they can reach me on Facebook under Barrington Medium. They send me a personal message there. They can call 603-502-1984, or they can also send me a personal email at barringtonmedium@gmail.com. And that's barringtonmedium@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a web address there, Darlene?
No, as of yet, I haven't put down a website. I've just been too busy.
Work in progress, shall we say.
Yes.
Most definitely. Okay, well, Darlene and June, thank you very much for coming on. Just stay right there. We're going to go to a music break, and we'll be back just after this, so enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
Do you believe in love and love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. Do you believe in love after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside. Talking to you, it's so sad that you're leaving. Take time to believe it. But after all said and done, you're gonna be the only one. Oh, do you believe in love after love? I can feel something inside me say, really don't.
Song there by Cher. Okay. Darlene, are you there with us?
I'm over here. I'm waiting for you. Yep. That was a nice song.
Perfect. Isn't that a lovely song?
Yes, it is.
You know, and it's
very fitting.
Very, very, very fitting. Absolutely. Okay, Darlene, are you ready to go to the phone lines?
I can give it a shot.
Okay, so let's go straight to the phone lines, and let's go to area code 575 and say hi, 575. Are you there with us?
Hi, this is Tammy. How are you guys?
Hi, Tammy. Can I ask you, Tammy, first where you're calling from, please?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay, absolutely perfect. Well, I know I'm doing very well, Tammy. Darlene, I'm sure that you are as well.
Oh, most definitely.
And well, I want to say there, first of all, Tammy, thank you very much for calling in. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I was just wanting a message from the other side, from my grandfather.
Okay. Now, don't give us any information, Tammy, okay? Because it's up to us to give the communications through to you to bring the evidence of the continuation of life after death, okay? Darlene, do you want to start with Tammy?
To be honest with you, I'd kind of like to let you take the lead, and then I'll take over from there, if you'd like.
Yeah, no problem at all. Tammy, let me just start working with you, because I am aware of a gentleman that's with me here in the spirit world, and I know that he's quite slight of his build before he passed on to the spirit world there. I know that as he comes through, that he's a very much of a casually dressed, laid-back kind of a man, because I feel I just want to tuck myself in here, and I know that's the way he would have been, hands in his pockets kind of thing. I know that when he passed, he makes me aware that his chest is giving him lots of trouble there. I believe that his breathing was very much labored before he passed on to the spirit world, because I know that I'm kind of gasping for my breath here, Tammy. I do believe that as he communicates, that as he links there with you, it was the heart that took him home to the spirit world in the end, though. Do you understand of who he is?
I think so.
And am I right in saying this is your granddad as he comes forward?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I do.
Okay, because I know that's what he tells me. Tell her I'm her granddad, and I know that he's been around you for quite some time there, Tammy, because would I be right in saying there to you that there's been some quite difficult times, we'll say, in your life at the moment? You've been struggling a little bit with life there, Tammy, is that right?
Just a little bit, not too bad.
That's okay.
Okay,
because that's his way of saying to you, look, okay, that he's around you. He knows of what's going on around your vibration. He tells me that you want to be like a steam train, full steam ahead. So I know that you're going towards something there, Tammy, and you're going in the right direction. Do you understand that you are heading towards somewhere in your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yes, and it also has to do with a train.
Okay, perfect. See, because that's the way that they work with me. That, you know, they give me the information and I just submit it to you. So, you know, doesn't that just prove that you, that your granddad is around your vibration very much? He knows exactly where you are in life. And he tells me here that he is pleased to see that, yes, you do talk to him. Yes, you do bring communication there for him. And he's very much around your vibration there. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. It's
perfect.
Correct.
Tammy, would I be right in saying to you also that in some way that you're able to connect to the spirit world yourself? Is that right?
I am learning, yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. See, because that's why he tells me that in some way that you're able to connect to the spirit world yourself there, okay? And I know as he steps forward, see, a lot, you get lots of, not so much premonitions, but you know of what's to come. Sometime before it comes, you kind of get a feeling of this may happen and the ways around things. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Perfect. Again, see, doesn't that just demonstrate how close he is there to you? See, there's other people here, Tammy, and I know I could spend a long time there working with you, because there's a lady that's just stepped forward that wants to be around your vibration, and this lady, I believe that she could be like your grandmother. Because I know that she steps forward and she's very much slow in the way she comes forward, because I know that she would have taken small steps, baby steps, if you like, towards the end of her life. And I know as she comes forward that she wants me to say that she's been there around your vibration, she's been in your life, and she can see the differences, because finally you can start to smile again. So Tammy, would I be right in saying that you finally got a smile back on your face, because it's been a long time since you've had one of them, is that right?
That is correct.
Perfect. See, again, doesn't it just demonstrate how close the spirit world are there to you? Tammy, I'm going to leave it there. We're going to let Darlene just pick up a little bit there with you, and I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi there.
Do you happen to have, I'm actually seeing a piece of jewelry. It's, I want to say jewelry, it's colored. That was either connected to your grandfather or your grandmother?
Yes, I do.
Because they're telling me that when you hold that or look at that, they are there with you, and they're very pleased with the choices that you're making. But at the same time, they're also telling me that you need to have a little more confidence in yourself, that you're doing very well. It's just your confidence level, you need to boost up and take a little more credit where credit is
okay.
due, because you
okay.
tend to downplay yourself just a little bit. Now, the male that's with you, at, I believe, is the grandfather figure. He is telling me that it's difficult. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand him. You were very special to him, and that he wants you to know that. And even though he's in the spirit world, that you're still just as special now as ever, and he's still there. And he's looking forward to when you are a little stronger and you recognize more things around you, that he's actually giving you signs and leading you into more of the spirit world and recognizing.
Okay.
Is that making sense to you?
It is. Just for confirmation, can you give me a specific one? Just one?
The number 111 and
okay.
222. Hold on.
Hi there, Tammy. This is Junie.
Hi.
I'm also getting a strong feeling that your grandfather is sending you the 111, 222, 333, meaning that your grandfather's telling you yes. When you ask a question, you're going to receive 333. 444 would mean no. Also, he wants you to pay attention to license plates.
I do. What about 555? That one comes up a lot.
Okay, 555 pretty much means that you're on the right track, that there are some things coming up that you might like and you might not, but stay steady as you go, so to speak. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I got that so strongly, you and your grandfather and him
okay.
trying... Okay, so in other words, it could be anywhere. It could be the clock. You just happen to look there at the same time. You could be going to the deli. And this happened to me once. I actually picked up some sliced ham. I just wanted a tiny bit for myself, and the price was 111, was $1.11.
Right.
So that's one of the ways. Okay, he's also giving me music.
Okay.
He's trying to connect with you through music.
Well, I have a quick question. This morning, there was a 111, I think. It had three ones. On a race car, what is that?
Okay.
That's
your grandfather letting him know he's with you. This is how he's going to be communicating with you. You ask him questions, talk to him. He'll send you things like the numbers and all of that. But I'm going to give the mic back to Darlene because I didn't mean to
okay.
step in like that. But.
Thank you.
I don't know
okay.
if this has been any help at all to you.
But it has. It gave me kind of peace, I guess, confirmation that I'm going in the right way.
Okay, I'm getting something else as well. That
okay.
Do you need maybe to get into a group of people? I get the feeling that you have friends as well that are seeing spirit.
Right.
It might be nice to go to a, what he's suggesting is a workshop. Is that something you've been thinking of doing?
It's, you know, I feel myself getting closer to that, yes.
Wonderful. And that would be great for you and your grandfather to go together. And he's going, okay. He's also telling me to tell you that he's going to school. He's gone to school on the other side to learn to communicate with you. This is what happened to my husband and myself, actually. Jerry's been working with me for almost 4 years. He took me through what I call, or he called, the high school equivalency of mediumship. He then took me through one that was for 1 year, then 1 year of what he called the college equivalency of mediumship, and then he sent me on my way. So I'm very excited for you.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll come and see Mike when he comes here. Any chance of you getting this way?
There's always a chance.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I said there's always a chance that that could happen, yes.
Well, you mentioned the train earlier. That means a lot. So I'm just curious about the train. You said it was in your life.
It's a project that I'm working on. And I just feel like it's pretty much my purpose, one of my purposes, to see this project to fruition. Is there any more information on that for me?
Yes. You know what I'd love you to do? I would love you to email me, and I'm going to help you with that. I don't want to take up any more time. I'm not even supposed to be doing readings here.
Okay.
But I just heard Love Train. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's a love train. Something about you're trying to start a love train, connecting people, and
correct. And
I can help you with that. So maybe we could have some fun with that.
What is your email?
You can reach me at the Mike Davies Tour. I'll answer your questions on there.
Okay.
At AOL.com. And just call me Junie. J-U-N-I-E.
Okay.
Hey, hon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you there, Tammy, for calling in. And remember, you can always retrieve a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here. And let's go to area code 618 and say, hi, 618, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, yes. Can we take your name there?
Hi there. This is Violet.
Okay, Violet, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Urbana, Illinois.
Alabama in Illinois. Perfect.
Urbana,
And what was the reason that you called for?
Yeah, well, I like this guy very much, and I'm just wondering whether this is going to happen for us.
Okay, well, let me make a connection to the spirit world here, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Sure, absolutely. I'm sorry, did you ask me, or?
Yeah. I'm going to make a connection
absolutely.
To the spirit
Thank
world.
Absolutely,
thank you. Where we're going, okay? Okay, perfect. Let me, first of all, talk to you of a lady that I'm aware of here in the spirit world that connects there to you. And this lady, I know, bless her heart, that she carries a little bit of weight with her before she passes. She does make me aware that towards the end of her life that she was very confined and restricted towards the end of her life, because I know that she's having difficulty in moving around towards the end of her life. Now, I do believe as she comes forward that she makes me aware that she would have liked to keep her independence, because I want to be independent, and that's the way she comes forward, that she would have liked to keep those things that she wanted to do
absolutely.
Or would have loved to do. And I know, see, that she tells me here that it was very difficult for her. It was very hard for her to keep up, to do the things that she needed to do, but she had to start to rely upon other people. Do you understand of this?
Yes, of course. That's my grandma. Absolutely. She's like that, very strong, very, very independent, very kind, very clean.
Okay, because I know that's the way she comes forward. I still want to keep this theme going of being... I want to do it all myself. And in some way there, Violet, if I said to you that you kind of follow this lady in your own character-wise, because you like to do those kind of things, you like to keep things moving, you like to keep things on a fast pace. Do you understand this, Violet, that your life is moving forward really fast at the moment? And incidentally, that's the reason why you call for, isn't it? Because it's gone so fast. You feel as if you've missed an opportunity in your life. Do you understand of this?
And I feel like I miss opportunities for love.
Okay. See, because she tells me here that no matter what, if it's meant to be, then it will come back around. Okay? Don't ever think that you've missed out because it's your fault because you've missed out. Because all you have missed is the first opportunity. And if it's meant to be, believe you me, it will be. You know, and I've experienced this many times in my life where I've just gone ahead and done things without considering things. And, you know, here it comes around again. But second time, sometimes it's better second time because we realize what we haven't had, if you like, until it's gone. Does that make sense there to you?
I do. I just hope, yeah. I really hope that I could fall in love and get married and have a child or two. I would really, really love for this to happen, but my life is just a mess right now.
I'd love to say to you that that is going to happen, but I can't because, you know, I cannot predict your future. But what I can do is, you know, talk to the spirit world there for you and allow them to come through and use me as that instrument to pass on their message of love, hope and comfort. But, you know, Violet, the words I want to use there with you is that you need to put yourself out there first before you will find anything. Do you understand this? It's no good. And I don't mean it like this, but it's no good being sat in the home just waiting for love to knock up on your door because I don't believe that's going to happen, okay? You really need to be out there doing what you do best before we move on with anything else. Does that make sense to you, Violet?
Yeah, and then this guy, like, is there something special with this guy? Or, I mean, what is there the spirit board has any messages about this particular person?
You know, what I want to say to you is, once you get out there and once you meet this particular person, then, yes, the qualities will be good, okay? Because I do believe that that's what you're looking for there, Violet, is good qualities in the man. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
And you will find them. Violet, I'm going to leave that there with you. I'm going to let the Darlene take over there. So, Darlene, it's all over to you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi. Well, you have one very energetic spirit about you. You seem to be that really enjoys a lot of things. Is that right?
It is. It really is. It's just I haven't had a time to devote that. Yeah, that's
right.
True, though.
But it's almost like there's so many things going on. You're just sort of everywhere and fluttering from one to the other and never seem to get anything done. No time for you.
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, no time for me, but I do get a lot of things done, but yeah, no time for me.
Right, but the things that you want to get done for yourself, you're just not getting around to the important things for you.
Yes, very true, very true.
I do see that calming down to where you can actually start doing more for yourself in the very near future, I'd say within 6 month time period, of you being able to do more that brings you personal more pleasure. I don't see you alone. Friends, yes. I can't predict your love life. I could, but I won't. It's just too many variables there, and I don't want to affect anybody in the wrong way. But I can tell you that within 6 months, I think you will find yourself doing more of the things that you've always enjoyed doing but haven't had the time to do. And you will find some very quality people that you want to continue to spend time with that will become very close to you. And there'll be lifelong closeness, be it friends or whatever you choose. I don't know if that helps you. Mm-hmm. Your grandmother from the other side is also saying that you do need to pay a little more attention to what your needs are because you're here once and you don't want to wait until you're unable to do for yourself. I'll use, for instance, say if there's a trip in particular that you want to take and you're always putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, the opportunity might not keep arising. Something else may come up where you're not able to. So she's telling me to tell you the things that really are at your center, at your heart, that you really, truly want to do, find a way to do them. And that will bring so much happiness to you. And then when you're finally doing stuff like that for yourself, that's when other people are going to be coming into your life, and you're going to find some truly amazing people that you will connect with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was making any sense to you.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is there a trip in particular you've been thinking about taking?
I travel a lot. My parents live in London. I haven't seen them in a year. I will take this trip, but, you know, I don't know. I don't have any particular trip that I haven't been taking, you know, as I've been thinking about my trip to London, but I will be taking that trip, though, in June. So, you know, it's not like something that, you know, I need to do now or never. Like, it's like I know that it's just something that I always do, so I'm not really sure if I'm answering your question. But, yeah, I do travel a lot.
Okay, because, you know, the thing being is, you know, I was using the vacation or trip or something as an, for instance. But, yeah, if you know, if you're thinking of on a vacation, definitely take your vacation to the vacation choice of your spot, you know, spot of your choice. Someplace warm.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. After this cold winter here, it's been crazy, so... I have been, yeah, it would be nice to take a vacation. That will probably not happen until June, though, or maybe even, I don't know. But, yes, I definitely need to take a vacation. I will do that. Hello?
Hello, okay. Sorry about that. Mike, is there anything else that you...
I think that Violet's had a lovely reading there. So, Violet, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Mike. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you, both of you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Well, thank you. Have a wonderful day there. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, ladies, before we go to the next caller, I think we're going to go to our next song. So time to put your feet up and enjoy this one.
All right.
I'm only human, and I bleed when I fall down. I'm only human.
What a lovely song again. Human. Okay, ladies, are you okay there?
Yes, we're all sitting here enjoying our time.
What did I put in my mouth? Forgive me, people. Apple, cinnamon, something, Quaker, whatever. Cracker in my mouth when you said that. Everything's fine here. This is fun. We're having a great time here.
That's okay.
Wish you were here, Mike.
Well, you know, it won't be long June, and I'll be there, not in June, but in July. July the data set. So Jim, why don't you tell everyone that email address where they can get a hold of you to find out more information of where I'm going to be and where they can come and see me to when I'm there.
Yes, I'm looking forward to going into that email address tonight and answering questions and helping people get here to see you. It is Mike Davies, MikeDavies, at AOL.com. And my name, you can call me Junie. My name is June, but people call me Junie, June Bug, Junie Baby, whatever.
Sounds like we're having a whale of a time, a lovely party over there. And, you know, it won't be long, and I'll be joining you within that party, which is fantastic. So June, where to will I be working when I'm out there?
Oh, can you give her a moment, please? She just put another one of those in her mouth.
Another one of them crackers have just gone in. Okay.
You know, well, folks, you know she's real. She eats.
Our partner just put, hey, June, baby. You know, and, you know, if you could only imagine with June with a cracker in her mouth.
Well, my biggest dream is to get 900 people to go to, there's a theater in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Any of you in Portsmouth, I would love to hear from you because I'm about 20 minutes from Portsmouth here in Newmarket, New Hampshire. It's a theater that was built in around 1848, and I went there as a child, a teenager. I used to go there, and it's still standing, and I want to support that theater. And I'm hoping that, Mike, that's where I'm going to see you on stage. You and I are going to be up on stage, and I'll tell you what, I see champagne. I'm seeing champagne.
I like that thought. I like that idea as well, the champagne after the show. I can't falter, not one little bit. You know, and, June, nothing will please me more to stand on a stage there with you in sharing that evening and being a part of that.
Okay. That would be fun. You know something, Mike, would be fun as well, I think, is do a little tag teaming for the people. That would be fun. Just, 10 minutes or 15 minutes of tag teaming later.
Most definitely.
We got to give them their money's worth, Mike.
This is true. Half of their money's worth, June.
Yeah, we're going to give them plenty.
And
Darlene just rolled her eyes at me.
I think it's fantastic that, you know, the three of us here have offered a free reading, a free private reading, either with myself or with you, June, or even with Darlene, for those that's going to travel to come and see me. So what they need to do, you need to send that email as soon as you can to mikedavistour@aol.com, when Davis is spelled as D-A-V-I-E-S. Because that is a little bit confusing, June, isn't it? Because we, over here in the UK, I say Davis. I know out there in the USA, you call it Davies, which is a little bit confusing. But the spelling, the correct spelling is MikeDavies. Tour, T-O-U-R, at AOL.com. So that's where you will be able to find us. That's where you'll be able to come and see us working. I know Baz is saying it in the chat room. I can just imagine champagne on the stage. Baz, you know, mate, that's what I'm about to say. You know, it's going to be a night of fun, laughter. But most of all, before the champagne starts flowing, it's going to be a night of lovely communication from the spirit world to those that's left.
Mike, can you imagine 900 light workers in that building? Hello.
It would be
Mike Davis.
You know, that would be absolutely amazing to reach the 900 mark. Well, you know, send that email. That's all I got to say. Send the email. June, let's go straight back to the phone lines with me and Darlene and yourself there. And let's go to area code 315 and say, hi, 315, are you there with us?
Yes, I am, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
The pleasure is all mine. Can I just take your name there, please?
Yes, my name's Annette.
Vanette.
Annette, uh-huh.
Oh, Annette, sorry, I was calling you Vanette.
That's okay.
Okay, Annette, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
From New York, okay, absolutely perfect. Definitely, you know, New York is kind of in the middle of where I'm going to be, isn't it? Because if I'm up with June in New Hampshire, and then I'm going to West Palm Beach, Florida with Sarah, that's kind of in the middle there, isn't it, Anne?
Well, it's just below New Hampshire.
Okay. Okay, so it's not too far from New Hampshire then?
Right, uh-huh.
See, my job...
trying to figure out how to get there.
I honestly thought that the USA was just a little bit bigger than the UK, but I now realize you fit the UK in the pocket or in the little corner of somewhere in the USA, and I only realized that when I traveled over there a year before last and done some wonderful work. But, okay, Annette, let's get on with things, otherwise I'll just talk away for hours, and I really will. What was the reason, Annette, that you called in for?
I just lost a friend from high school, and when I found out about that friend, I found out about another friend, and I was wondering if you could bring either one of them in.
Okay, well, don't give me any more information now, because it's up to us as the demonstrators here to bring the information through there for you, okay? And see,
okay.
As I'm talking about, I do have somebody here that's trying their hardest, bless them, to communicate with me. And which one of these people that you would understand that would have passed very quickly onto the spirit world, almost as if their life was ended very, very quick? I do believe as if I'm involved in some kind of accident here. I believe that kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I know that my life was ended very quick. I do believe this is someone that connects quite closely there to you. I'm not sure. I don't think it's your family. I think it's more of a friendship link. I do believe this is someone, well, one of the ones that you've been asking. So would you understand that one of them would have passed in a road accident there?
Not in a road accident, no.
Okay. Certainly within this accident, because I feel as if my physical, sorry, my spiritual body was dragged out of my physical body that quick. Almost as if the impact was that quick. But it may not be one of the two that you're thinking of. This is of a gentleman that I want to say that's in the spirit world that comes through here with me. A gentleman that I want to say that would have carried just a little bit of weight with him there before he passed over, bless him. I know that he makes me aware to say to you that he had lots to live for in this life. And he shouldn't have crossed over when he did because he had so much to live for. He had so much to do in this life. I know that he had a family, and he needs to send his love to his family at the moment. Do you understand who he is now?
I have two men that have passed on that were accidents, but neither one of them were of the ones I just asked.
Okay, so which one had family?
Well, they all had family, you know.
So let me have a bit more of a description of him there, Anne, as he comes forward, because I'm asking him to give me more information on him. And he makes me aware to say to you that, you know, I believe that he hadn't long got married, because I believe that he got married. I believe that as he comes through here that he talks about the two, and I want to say it's the two children that he had. I believe it's one boy and one girl as he comes forward here from the spirit world. I know as well that he makes me aware that... he kind of started to settle down. So when he got married and had his children, he started to settle down. And he started to feel quite comfortable within his life. Now, does that clear up there for you?
I know one definitely didn't have children, and I'm not sure of the other one because I've been gone from my hometown for 40 years, but I heard of their accident, you know?
Okay. Well, I know that's who I have with me here, Annette, as he made his steps forward here from the spirit world. And I know that I'm being told that as he's with me at the moment, that he's been around your life. Now, would I be right in saying to you that there's been a little bit of to and fro and back and forth in your vibration at the moment? Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And would I be right in saying there to you that, that you feel a little bit like, what's the right word? A little bit let down. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And would I be right in saying that you, that where you're feeling a little bit let down, you feel like... not so much neglected, but it could have been done so different, and the outcome of it could have been so different to what it was. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
And see, I know as he comes forward as well, that he talks to me that, see, you've been trying to communicate with those in the spirit world yourself, is that right?
Yes, I try to communicate with all my friends over there.
Bless your heart, okay, because I know that's what he has come to say to me. that he's trying, that you've been trying to communicate, you've been trying to ask of them to come forward, and he says to me that he has stepped forward. Now, he does say to me about a mum. Now, I don't know if it's your mum that's in the spirit world or it's his mum. Now, would I be right? Okay, it's your mum. Is your mum in the spirit world there, please?
Yes, she is, Mike.
Bless her heart, okay, because I know he talks to me about her mum. And see, as I'm saying, well, whose mum is here with us? And I'm being told, it's your mum. So I know your mum steps forward. And see, would I be right in saying that to you, Annette, that with your mum, when she passed, that it must have been, we knew she was ready to go, but how long could she suffer for? Do you understand of this? How much longer could she suffer for with this,
yes,
this torment that she went through? Do you understand of that?
Yes, she had cancer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bless her heart, because I know that she makes me aware of the suffering, the torment that she went through right towards the end of her life. Now, she does make me aware as well that the latter part of her life, and I mean right through to the end, the last few days, maybe few weeks, was the hardest ones that we possibly could have went through. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And who is the one... okay, because she says to me that, I don't even know if I want to say this live, but I have to. You've got to stop blaming them. So who's the one that maybe didn't even make it in time, or one of them didn't put as much effort in as they should? Or do you understand? You've got to stop blaming them.
Yeah, I was upset with my brother because I felt he could have helped out more.
That's your heart, okay? Because I know that I'm being told you've got to stop blaming yourself, okay? Or blaming them, should I say. So, you know, if that is still the theme, that you're blaming your brother and holding it against him there, or whatever it is, you've got to stop blaming them. Because I know that you're... See, at that time, your brother wasn't in the right frame of mind himself. Do you understand of this?
Yes, now that I'm older, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, because I know that your brother was going through some difficult times within his life at that moment there, and she recognizes the issues that went on. She recognizes the conditions that went on with that, and she makes you aware that you've got to stop blaming them for that and, you know, kind of take a big deep breath and get on with things. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, as well there... And I got to talk to you there about the tears. There's been upset, there's been hurt in your life. So would you understand that there's been some tears in your life as well?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and, you know, see, I know I've already addressed with you trying to communicate with the spirit world yourself there, but would I be right in saying there to you that as you've been trying to do this, you've kind of been asking them to show you things and do things. Do you understand of this?
Yes, uh-huh.
See, because I know I'm being told to you that the more that you ask of us to do, the more that we're doing... Now, why would I... See, because she takes me out into my kitchen a minute, and it's almost as if I want to hear my dishes and my glasses and my cups banging. Now, I'm not saying that they're banging hard, but have you been hearing, like, that kind of noise then, please?
Yes, uh-huh.
See, again, isn't that perfect way of your mum coming through to give us that information and evidence that she's around your vibration there? She says to me, tell her about the lights. What's to do with the lights there, Annette, in your home? Has your lights been going on and off, or there's a bulb that's gone on? What's to do with the lights?
Yeah, that happened to me a couple nights ago. I was sitting at my aunt's stand, and I thought we were going to lose electricity because of the high wind. That's funny. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Perfect, isn't it? Absolutely perfect. Okay, let me let Darlene take over there, because otherwise I'll just talk all night. And those that, you know, if you know me, you know that I will. So, Darlene, I'm going to hand the rest of it over to you.
Hi, Mike, it's Junie. Darlene's having a bit of a time with this one. She's actually was affected in her chest area up into the throat. So she's asking me to take over just a bit while she settles down. So I assume that she's feeling the pain from the cancer.
Mm-hmm. My father had lung cancer.
Okay, there's what's happening here. I'm actually watching Darlene. We're not, as mediums, supposed to be taking on the pain of spirit that comes through, but sometimes it's very difficult. My husband passed in 2010 from lung cancer. so I can actually relate with you. And here's what, okay, here's what I wanted to give to you. Please email me when you get a chance. I want to try something on you called a scan and beam. I do my mediumship, but I also, something was missing for me when I did the mediumship. I could give you your messages, but then I let you go, and that was it. So what I've developed is something called a scan and beam, which is basically a person, I can do it over the phone, but I'd rather have a person in, with me on my Reiki table, and I start from the crown chakra and go down through. I don't touch the body. I just run my hands over the body, and I take from your guides whatever information they might be sending, as well as your loved ones. And I just heard that you are getting information, but you need healing. This is the issue. You need healing as well. So my scan and beam would do the healing, help you at least get started on your healing process.
That sounds wonderful, but I've been checked for lung cancer, and I have spots on my liver.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't get the last part of it.
I have spots on my lung and on my liver, and I've already been checked for my
Okay, well, first of all, thank you. That's something I wish you hadn't told me. Please don't tell me anything more, okay, hon?
Okay.
Don't tell me anything else, because I would have liked to, I wouldn't like to, let me rephrase that. I would have been wanting to tell you that I was picking up, but, yes, I will. So you and I, what I'm hearing right now is personal. I don't want to put this over the airwaves. I want, if you want to, you can email me, and I will be happy to give you what I'm getting. But I do want you to know this. Yes, my husband is with me. Jerry is with me. You you say you do mediumship, correct?
I don't do mediumship, but I've called into many mediums.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jerry's telling me that to let you know that, in fact, the doctors gave him 6 months or less because of his, he had spots on his liver as well and lung.
Mm-hmm.
And I started researching, and before I was done, Jerry was a happy, healthy cancer patient of mine. I helped save my husband's life for 3.5 years. He stayed here with his determination and with my help of integrative therapy, which is what I'd love to pass on to you. So I think this is a personal. This is personal. Okay, hon?
Okay.
I'd love to love to have you. If you need some information, I'd be happy to help you with that. So I'm going to give this back to Darlene. No?
Okay. Sorry about not being here just a few minutes ago. I was trying to deal with some things.
That's okay.
Why am I picking up a white rose with you? And I'm also picking up a balloon. Did you release a balloon in memory of somebody in particular? Or possibly one of the men that has crossed over that you were friends with possibly giving you a balloon?
The only thing I can remember of a balloon in my recent life is with my grandchildren on Easter time, and one got away.
Okay, one had a white string.
I honestly can't tell you what color the string was, to be honest.
Okay, so I'm picking up the balloon, and I'm also seeing a single white rose. I don't know if has any connection.
Yes, it does, because I've been teasing my fiancé that I'd show up with a white rose.
But, yeah, the individuals that are on the other side, they are with you, and, yes, again, they are trying to make contact with you. When you are ready, you will feel them. You'll know. I'm not sure how much I should say about your father, but he is there with you, and he does claim you as his own, and he is very pleased with you, and he likes the choice of your fiancé. So he is pleased with that. But he's also saying, you're my little girl, nobody will ever hurt you. He seemed like he had a really good sense of humor.
Yes, he did.
So he wasn't extremely flamboyant about it. He he knew when to use that humor and when to be a little more down to earth and straight, well, strict, but June was just saying he's asking you not to be afraid, that he, you know, he is there with you. He is walking beside you every step of the way, including through all your tests. He's there with you. Now, do you have a photo? Do you have a photograph of your dad that you tend to look at from time to time?
It's on my nightstand, and he's sleeping. He always used to come to my house and fall asleep. He always used to come to my house to rest, and he'd fall asleep on the couch, and I got a picture of him on the couch sleeping, and I have it by my nightstand on my bed.
Okay, because he's telling me that he likes where it is, and he likes the fact that you look at it, and he also wants you to know that when you do happen to look at it, he is there. He's just know that he is very pleased with all your choices.
Okay.
I hope this has helped. Oh, it's June again.
Okay, I definitely get the idea that you might possibly be able to connect with your father. Do you feel that you have seen him or maybe have that ability?
When I'm sitting, a lot of times I feel like featherly touch on my face, and he
exactly.
always used to play with my face. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's exactly. That's what Jerry did when I first started communicating with Jerry. I felt that touch on my face. It's like little tiny kisses up and down the side of my face. I'm also mm-hmm. hearing that you've experienced a little paranormal experience in your home.
Yes, I have.
Okay, wonderful. So this is exciting because I really believe that you're going to be able to, okay. So your father is saying that basically to look at the picture, ask a question. He wants you to lie down and relax. Try to go into a meditation. Do you do meditation?
Just in the tub.
Well, that's perfect. That uh-huh. is perfect. That's perfect because that's where I get my best messages. That's where I'm going to do the next show with Mike is in my tub, from my tub. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Mike. But it's true.
So please,
when I'm taking a shower or taking a bath, think of your dad, close your eyes, and think of him. Ask him a question. Of course, he's not going to come in the bathroom. They're not going to bother us in the bathroom, but they can communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a question and then lay there and just relax. He's telling me to light a couple of candles, telling you to light a couple of candles and light one to him. Invite him. Say, Dad, I'm inviting you. Of course, not into the bathroom, but if you're outside, there, outside the door. That's what I do with my husband, Jerry. Sometimes I let him in. Sometimes I don't.
Right. Uh-huh.
Here's Darlene.
Come on up and see us.
Is there any chance of you being able to come up to New Hampshire?
I have a friend that lives in Rochester, New Hampshire, but I don't know New Hampshire at all myself. You know.
Oh, my gosh. Rochester
is
like, it's a heartbeat away. Darlene's a half a mile. I'm going to give her back to you.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I'm a half a mile from the Rochester town line.
And only reason I remember Rochester is there's a Rochester, New York. So I just remembered that by that. But I have a friend that does crossing overs, and I was telling her that I was always hearing footprints in my house. Now, as soon as I went to bed, I'd hear someone walking around downstairs. And she said that there were 59 spirits that were in my home that needed crossing over, and that they came through a mirror in my bedroom. It's an antique mirror. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I actually have.
Mm-hmm.
I do work with homes that have guests, whether the guests are wanted or unwanted. I have worked with quite a few to help find out what's going on and see what I can do to help to bring some peace to the people currently in the homes, as well
mm-hmm.
as peace to those who have crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it has to be cleared. Sometimes it's just they have to find a way to live with each other, depending on the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do travel out through New York area. I'm not sure where in New York you're at.
I'm near Watertown.
Okay, is that anywhere near Queensbury?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Well, if you want to send me an email, or June, either one, I can be reached on, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just look up Barrington Medium, and if you'd like, you can send me a personal message, and I can try to see if I can help.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Mike, all up to you.
Hey, Mike, do you want your show back?
Thank you, Lee.
I love you, Mike.
Thank you, Annette, for calling. Remember, Annette, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Lastly, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Have a wonderful day there. Bye now. Bye. Okay, ladies, I'm going to play another song. And, you know, I'm gonna dedicate this song to somebody in the chat room called Buzz, because, you know, he's been making me laugh, girls. He really have. And we have a little bit of banter in the chat room tonight. It's quite funny. But Baz, maybe you'll enjoy this. So, enjoy. Well, what a beautiful song by Kelly Clarkson. Did you enjoy that one, ladies?
That was a very pretty one. It was quite relaxing, actually.
You're so romantic.
Oh, aren't I, Jess? Aren't I?
Yes, I think we should dance.
Should we? No. Let's not dance. I think I have two left feet, ladies. I really do.
Then between you and I, we have four.
Well, do you know what? I wouldn't dance. I can't dance. Well, I can't say I can't dance. I can a little bit. But I think I need coaching. That's what I need. I need coaching to learn me how to dance. Bae, that's another story. It's a whole new show. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 971 and say hi, 971. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, can we see your name there, please?
Lexi from the chat. How are you? The
chat room. Hi, how are you doing, Lexi?
I'm a girl, Baz.
Well, Baz, you've got your answer. This is Lexi. And Lexi, I'm going to ask the question now, what Baz has been asking in the chat. Where are you from?
I'm calling in from New York.
New York, absolutely perfect. Sorry, Baz, a little bit far for you, mate. Okay, so from New York, what reason, Lexi, that you called in for?
I'm sorry, what was that?
So what was the reason that you called in for?
I actually had a question in regards to someone, and if there's any messages as to why this person came into my life, any answers, I mean. I just feel extremely bewildered, I guess.
Okay, Lexi, let me start with you, okay? And I know that you've heard me work quite a few times. And how I work, as you know, I connect to the spirit world and bring you through information, evidence of who's with me. And, you know, incidentally here, you know, I do believe I've got somebody that comes quite close and wants to wrap their arms around me. Usually this would be like a mother's love, but I don't feel it's your mother, if I'm honest with you. I feel it's maybe more your grandmother that links with me here in the spirit world. And would I be right in saying to you there that your grandmother upon your mum's side of the family is there in the spirit world? Is that right?
My great-grandmother is.
Okay. Okay, now we'll go with that for a minute. Now, did you know her?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I just passed away a couple of years
ago. Please don't tell me no more, because I know that she wraps her arms around me, okay? And I know that she makes me feel all warm and all comfortable inside me. And would I be right in saying that to you that, towards the end of her life, that you would have been back and forth in her life? You'd have been back and forth knowing that that she would have been a very big part of your life of when she was you with us. Do you understand of this?
You mean when I was younger she was a part of?
Yes.
I grew up with her.
Okay, so she would have been a strong influence in your life. That's okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know that this lady comes close. Now, would I be right in saying to you that she wasn't a big lady? She was quite slight to her build before she passed over to the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that there was an illness that took your great-grandmother home to the spirit world in the end? Was it an illness that took her over?
Can you say that one more time, please?
That when she passed, it was an illness that took her over, that she was sick before she passed.
Yeah.
Okay, bless her.
Yeah, it was all natural.
Okay, because I know that's the way that she comes forward, and that's the way that she presents herself to me, to you at the moment. And I know as she's doing just this, that she wants me to say that you about, the question that you asked me was about why have someone come into your life and for what, and what's the reason there. I believe that I want to say that you, that this one has come into your life because we need to learn a few lessons. I don't mean that you're doing things wrong, Lexia. Please don't get me wrong. But what I mean is that we need to understand some greater things about ourselves, okay? Because I know in your own mind that you are quite spiritual. You are quite of a deep kind of a person in that way. But we still need to learn a few life's little lessons there. Does that make sense there, Jim?
It does, for sure. I'm just curious if this person's going to re-enter in this lifetime before I pass over. I know I've got, like, ages to go before that happens, knock on wood, but, I'm just curious if we're going to be crossing paths again, whether it's, like, over the internet or in person, or I don't even know.
most definitely, I do believe that, you know, you will cross paths with this person again, because I know that when you did cross paths before, whichever way, shape, or form that was, that filled you full of joy. And I know that that's what you need and what you're looking for within your life at the moment. So what I want to say to you, you hang on in there, Lexi, because it will come. And when it comes with an abundance there for you, so that you know that you're not alone. And I believe that's where your fear is, of being alone forever then, kind of thing, okay? And I know that's not the case there for you, Lexi. You've got a lot to give. You've got a big heart. And I do believe there's no malice, if you understand what I mean. There's no harm inside of you. All you want to do is to be loved and to give love. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, again, you know, it's strange because this person had found me a year ago online, and, you know, we kind of exchanged a couple words around their birthday. So, you know, yeah. It's just weird because a part of me, it's still, you know, like, with that person, and I'm not understanding myself why I'm unable to learn whatever lesson that is. And I feel so deeply, it sounds crazy, but I just feel so deeply that this person and I are meant to have something more. And you know, like, I haven't felt like that with anybody, and I've been in love before then, yeah. and after, but it's, yeah. just so weird. It's like, yeah. what is this?
It's a difficult thing to adjust to, isn't it? You know, and it's something I've just experienced in my life as well, you know. You get used to something. You get used to finding that companionship, soulmate, call it what you want. But it's only when your true soulmate, yeah. comes into your life that you realize that is it forever, okay? But, you know, Lexi, the words I want to use there to you is, you know, I don't know how old you are, and really it's none of my business. But what I want to say to you, Lexi, is that there's a whole lot of life out there to live. It's there for you to do just that. And you need to grasp the bull with the horns in, for want of a better word, and start doing what you need to do for yourself, okay? Because, you know, there's one thing you need to understand. You need to love yourself before you can possibly expect anyone else to love you. Because if you don't give yourself that much credit, then nobody else can ever give you that. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah, and that's why, like, I've been, like, so concentrated. I'm not even kidding, Mike. Like, I've been so concentrated on my career and, like, getting projects in and working at it. And, you know, I am definitely a firm believer of what you just said. It's just, you know, every now and again I get stuck thinking of this person. And it pops up, and I'm just like, where is this coming from? Because it's been so... You know, there's so much time in between that it just doesn't make any... And then, yeah, you're right. I am a spiritual person. I like to consider myself that. So I don't know, like, if this person's thinking about me, because I do have a tendency to pick up on people telepathically as well.
Yes. Well, you know, what I want to say to you, Lexi, that I do believe that you will cross paths again, okay? But, you know... As I said, from my own personal experience, and I've just experienced something very similar to this myself, okay? You know, what you have to do is kind of say to the universe, hey, you know, I'm here. If it's meant to be, then it'll be. If it's not, then it's not, you know, and kind of move on from that. And, you know, it's up to you which direction you take. You know, I could tell you what you need to do, where you need to go, but, you know, you have your own mind. We're born in this life with free will. And it's up to us to use that free will in whichever way we deem necessary. And again, not just you, mind, but the other person has that free will as well. But it's when we are ready, when the two are ready together, then you will connect beautiful as one together. Does that make sense to you, Lexi?
Yeah, I'm just hoping that's going to happen in this lifetime, like I said. Because then I don't want to be asking questions when I'm on the other side going, what the hell is that all about?
Yeah. Lexia, I'm going to leave it there with you, okay? Maybe Darlene can pick up on something there with you very quickly. But, you know, you can always add all of us to your Facebook. You can add me to yours, Mike Davis Medium. I know Darlene has got a Facebook, and so has June. And, you know, if it is that you're needing guidance, you know, particularly because you are in the USA, you know, I know that these two lovely ladies have lots of knowledge. And in fact, these two ladies have been kind of coaching me of late with this kind of difficult thing that I've been experiencing within my own life. But, you know, I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to work with Spirit and to give you information. So, Dali, do you want to take over there?
Well, there's only two things that I have to say, and it's totally separate from her things. I have two numbers that keep popping up when I keep listening to her, is the number 3 and the number 26. I don't know what they mean, if they mean something to you. I'm not sure, but those are the two numbers. Yeah, feel free to email myself at barringtonmedium.com or June Evans. What is your Facebook or email?
It's Love After Life.
Okay, Love After Life on Facebook also, and I would gladly work with you to help you get some more answers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, I think better than that, you should come and see us. I think you should come see us in person.
Where are you guys?
We're in New Market, New Hampshire, which is not too far from Portsmouth, about an hour from Boston, Mass. Where are you again, please?
I'm in New York City.
New York City, okay.
So
hop
wait,
a train.
Hold on. I'm going to check this out right now. I'm online. So you're New Hampshire. What's the place called?
It's all one word, New Market.
New Market?
N-E-W-M-A-R-K-E-T. And Darlene's in Barrington. But... Yeah,
oh,
she's telling
wow.
me that the train comes right to Dover. The one thing that I got while you were talking, you said...
Yeah?
The one thing that I got to give you for homework, so write this down, please, is
okay.
twin flame.
No.
I have a feeling... Why are you saying that?
I've read so much about it, and...
Well, you're
so
about
different...
to meet your twin... You are... I just got goosebumps. I've got goosebumps over this. You are going to reunite with a twin flame. And so aren't I. So you and I have something in common. My husband was my twin flame. Oh, well, I have a lot to share with you, but not over the airwaves. This is personal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, you don't mind, do you?
No, not at all, June. Not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't want to say too much. It's about, well, what the heck? It's about love. Who cares? Love. You want to hear about love? Yeah, sure. But I have a funny feeling that you need to study twin flame relationships a little more, and you're going to be meeting your twin flame.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
well,
that's all I have.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I'll ask more questions on getting your guys' information in the chat.
Wonderful.
Thank you. That would be great. I'd love to talk more with you. But meanwhile,
yeah,
I'll go back over to Mike.
I definitely would love a trip out of New York City for once.
Yeah, we would love. I'd pick you up at the train station.
Oh, no, there's no family complexity, isn't there? And you know,
yeah,
if,
really cool.
if you are deciding going up to June's place there, then remember, in July. July the 13th, I'll be there. So you come along.
I will come get her again at the train station.
I got a great idea. Everybody who's listening out there, let's try this. When Mike comes this way, somebody's got to go get him out of Boston, Logan Airport. So I say a whole bunch of us go get him.
I could just imagine, June, that you and a big group of people here to meet me. I think I'd fall on the floor with probably a heart attack. But it's all good. It's all good. Lexi, I want to leave it there with you. Thank you very much for calling in. You know, hang around. Stay in the chat room because I know Baz is
going
to
interview
you. We'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, ladies, I want to go to another song here. And again, I think that this one is quite fitting there, maybe quite fitting there to Baz as well. So let me just see that you enjoy this one. Okay.
the best. You can be the calm banging on your chest. Beat the war. Beat the war. Go. Beat the clock. Move him. Break rock. You can be a wait for luck. Get yourself and you go by yourself.
And in the hall. And the world's gonna know your name. You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. Go. For your pride. Never even try. Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're standing in the hall of fame. And the world's gonna know your name.
Okay, well, welcome back. Baz, if the sound's been going in and out on the music, I do apologize. Don't know why. Playing it through the studio, not through the other way that I normally do. Maybe I should do the last song the other way. You never know. We'll see what happens. You never know. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. It's we've got 20 minutes left of the show. You've been absolutely amazing people so far. Some lovely readings. I've got two amazing guests, June and Darlene. Hi, girls.
Hello again.
Do you want to just, Darlene, do you want to just tell us how people can get hold of you?
Yes, they can reach me on Facebook under the Barrington Medium. I can also be contacted through the Barrington Medium at gmail.com. That's BARRINGTONMEDIUM at gmail.com. And you can also reach me through a personal Facebook, which would be Darlene Roaming Gnome King.
Okay, perfect. And do you offer readings then, Darlene, there?
Yes, I do half-hour and hour readings. I also do small groups. June and I are working on gallery readings together. There are a bunch of other things that I do offer. So if anybody's interested, please contact me, and I can give you a complete rundown.
Okay, perfect. So they can reach you via Facebook. And June, how can people get hold of you?
You caught him a cracker.
No. Now, the best way for them to get in touch with me would be through the Mike Davis tour at AOL.com.
Okay, so that's M-I-K-E. I tell you what, let me put that in the chat room. M-I-K-E. Davies. So, hang on, at AOL.com.
Yes.
Joanne, not even typing it.
Next time I get on your show, Mike, I'm going to try to get in the chat room so I can chat with some of the people. I've never been in there. That'd be fun.
Well, it's a fantastic place to be. It really is. I'm multitasking. Men are not very good at this, are they, multitasking?
Good, good.
But I'm learning, and people in the chat room would see it. I've just multitasked. I was talking as well as typing, so I'm doing very well, very proud of myself at the moment. So that's how people can get hold of you. Mike Davies Media, sorry, Mike Davies Tour at AOL.com. Send an email there. I know, you know, if people are not listening right now and they're listening in the archives of this, then that's wonderful. I will be in America. I will be with June and Darlene in July, July the 13th. Date has been set. I will also be going down to West Palm Beach in Florida. Email us for more information on that. You can email at MikeDavisTour@AOL.com, simple, and I know that June will forward some of the message there to Sarah down in West Palm Beach. So, you know, guys, if you want to come and see me, you know, grasp this opportunity. It's, you know, it's been 2 years since last time I was in America, and you never know. Watch this space, ladies, isn't it? Ladies?
Yes.
Yes. I thought that you missed me then. I thought that you didn't hear me.
And to check my D's. I'm sorry, Mike. I was just going in because my husband told me to check out Mike Davies Tour. And, yeah, we have some people already emailing us.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, you know, let everybody keep emailing in. And let's go to area code 318 and say hi, 318. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi. Can we take your name there, please?
My name is Rita, and I'm from Louisiana. And I was just wondering if anybody from the other side, my spirit guides or loved ones, had any type of message for me at this time.
Okay, well, Rita, I'll do my very best there for you to make a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going and see what they have to say. Is that okay for you?
That is fine with me.
Okay. Excuse me. Rita, there's a gentleman here, and in fact, it's him is making me cough there. Even though I've had a cold for the last couple of months, I think I'm finally getting over that. But this isn't something that I haven't got or suffering with. But I know that he comes forward, and I know that he makes me aware that his chest is very heavy. I know that he feels as if like he's carrying a big burden around with him with this condition he had towards the end of his life. I know that he makes me aware that he's not very much of a tall man. I would place him maybe around the 5'7". 5'6", 5'7" of his height of when he was here with us there, Rita. I do believe that as he passes home to the spirit world, I do believe I want to say to you maybe around his early 50s, I want to say to you, of when he passed home to the world of spirit. But I know that he makes you aware that he was a fighter and he fought right to the end of his life. He struggled, he battled, but he done what he did in his life to get by. Do you understand over who he is?
I understand exactly. That's my dad.
Bless his heart. And see, as he makes me cough again there, I know that he steps forward and he makes me aware that he's been around your life. And you know, that, Rita, why would I say to you that there's been lots of disappointment and like, as if things are so difficult at the moment in your life? You feel as if life has kind of stopped there for you. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Exactly.
Okay, see, and that makes me aware to say to you that, you know, right throughout his life, his main concern was you and those who was closest to him, okay? And he makes me aware that at the moment, those people he cared for, he is still doing just that now in the spirit world. He says to me, yes, I've been over here a while. Yes, I've been here a while, but I can still look after them. And I can still take care of them, he tells me. But the main thing that the reason why he's come for is to bring some upliftment into your life, because you need that upliftment. You need that encouragement, should I say, because, you know, this is not the end. Do you understand that there, Rita?
Oh, yes, I do.
Because I know some you feel that, you know, what's the point anymore? There's no point carrying on. And, you know, yes, we will have days like that, bless your heart, but, you know, the main priority is for us to be back where we were. You know, let's look at it from a different angle. It hasn't always been this way. It hasn't always been the way that you're feeling. It hasn't always been the way of why you're feeling, because you've been here before so many times, and, you know, in some way you're better than that, aren't you?
Right.
Okay, and that's when you realize that I am better than that. Not me, you. You are better than that. And once you realize that, it's the time that you will learn to say, you know, that's it. Enough is enough. It's time to do what we need to do with our lives and move on if we want a better word. Does that make sense to you there, Rita?
It does. I am my daddy's daughter. I'm a fighter.
Okay. See, and I know that that would be your dad's advice there to you, wouldn't it? That he was a very strong, influenced man when he was here.
Yes.
Kind of his head was always screwed on in the right direction, excuse the expression. Do you understand of this?
I do.
See,
exactly.
Now you're aware that he could have been quite a character when he was here as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he could.
Quite a guy to have around because, you know, he just wants to make me laugh. I'm not going to. Not live on here. I'll try my hardest not to. But at the end of the day, hey, I'm a human, aren't I? You know, I'm just a, you know, another person just like you and everybody else here. You know, the only difference is I can connect to spirit sometimes, and I understand that. But, you know, the main thing of what he wants me to laugh about is because he tells me, you know, his sense of humor, he had quite a weird sense of humor, didn't he?
He did.
And, you know, he saw the funny side of everything, Rita, is that right?
Yeah.
Because he says this to me, life's too short to be messing around, particularly with the people that, you know, there's a great saying that's been used to me a few times lately there of, you know, don't fall in love with the people that you can do stuff for. Fall in love with the people that just need your love. Do you understand of this? And I know that the minute that you realize that, it's not for the, see, it's not that I need, it's I would like. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay, because when it becomes a need, then it becomes impossible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the advice I want to give you there, Rita, is, you know, there's a great song I wish I had in my playlist because I would play a few. If at first we don't succeed, get up and try again. And that song I'm thinking of is They Knock Me Down, But I Get Up Again. You Can Never Keep Me Down. And I believe definitely that's a song you need to listen to right now.
I'm one of those that if you fall down 7 times, you get up 8.
Exactly. And that's exactly what your dad has come through to say. You get back up, girl. And, you know, you brush the dust off because you've got nothing to bow your head about. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do. Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with Darlene now, just quickly with Darlene, because we have only got a few minutes left of the show. So, Darlene, it's over to you.
Okay, thank you. I'm picking up a woman on the other side. I believe it would be a grandmother figure. And she's showing me a ring, or what to me I perceive as a ring. It's a piece of jewelry. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, that you know, she's showing me that you have a piece of jewelry that had been passed down through her, from her, and somehow you now have it. Would you happen to know who this would be?
Not right off the top of my head.
Okay, well, maybe in the future you'll know.
I do have some stuff of a woman, an elderly woman, a grandmother of a friend of mine. I do have some of stuff, but I've never met her. But I've always cherished it and took care of it because of respect out, you know, for her. I don't know, maybe that's her.
And most likely, because when you said that, I got a grin from this person. So I'm going to assume that, yes, you're right on that. She's very glad that you're respecting the jewelry, and she's also with you, but that's pretty much all I had for that, is just to pass you a message that she is there. She is very pleased at how you're taking care of the things that were hers.
June, do you have anything real quick?
Real quick, it's Junie. Please email me at Mike Davies Tour, Mike Davis Tour at AOL.com. And I just heard your father say, from one daddy's little girl to another, because I'm daddy's little girl, too, and he's on the other side. And those two are in cahoots. They're in cahoots, okay? Those two fathers are setting you and I up. That's fine.
Yeah, that sounds like my daddy. Yeah. I was just recently told that I had the gift of mediums, being a medium, and I have been working on all that, and I was just kind of...
That's right. Your father is taking his place as one of your guides.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great.
That's exciting. Please email me. We'll let Mike have the... We'll give the mic to Mike. But email me, and I'll help you out with that.
Okay. Thank you guys so much, and tell my daddy I love him. Well, I can tell my daddy I love him.
You tell him. You.
I know. I do it all the time. Thank you so much.
The spirit world hears every word and every thought that we have. So, Rita, bless your heart. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye. Okay, ladies, we've got about 7 minutes left. Let me just take a caller quickly here, girls. And I'm just going to give the contact and work through with it. So let's go to area code... my screen has just changed in front of my eyes, which is quite bizarre. 480. Hi, 480. Are you there with us?
Hi, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Okay, and can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Shruti.
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 T-I. S-H-R-U-T-I. Shruti.
Okay, Shruti. Okay, I've got you there.
Perfect.
Okay. I wouldn't normally do this because there's only a few minutes left of the show, but for some reason I feel a need around you, okay? Let me bring forth a communication here from the spirit world. And would I be right in saying to you that you've lost something that's so dear to your heart, to the world of spirit? Is that right?
No, not right now. Not recently. Okay.
Okay. Let me talk to you of a gentleman that's in the spirit world, a gentleman that comes forth and makes me aware that that you would have been dear to your heart. He would have been so close to you in this vibrational life of when he was here with us. He's a gentleman that's quite full of his figure, full of his features, quite rounded in his face of when he was here with us. I believe
sounds
I want
like
to...
my grandfather.
Bless
sounds like
heart.
My grandfather.
You know, he makes me feel of this need. I needed to speak to you, okay? I need to talk
Thank
to you.
You.
And
yes.
I'm only doing this because there's only a few minutes. But, you know, at the end of the day, I work for the spirit world, and if they tell me I have to, then I have to there. And I know that he comes through because he feels he needs to speak to you at the moment. Because would I be right in saying to you that, again, that you feel as if you've been in a bit of a sticky situation yourself of late? Is that right?
Yes. And I've wanted to connect to him. I've never met him. He passed before I was
and
born.
Again,
but I've wanted,
again
I've
what does matter today? What matters is that he's here, and you understand it, and he's around your vibration. And what he tells me to say to you is there that no matter what, he'll always walk by the side of you because of what he feels for you is nothing but love, okay? And he wants to protect you. He wants to guide you. I don't mean protect you from, like, people. I mean put the cloak of protection around you. And guide you there from the spirit world to be with you at the moment. And he tells me, you know, that you have decisions to make. You make your decisions, but you always follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling, because that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand of this there?
Yes. Yes.
Bless you. Okay, because I know that he's come forward. And would I be right in saying that it's like as if someone or somebody, would I say, as like kind of, it's like as if I want to argue as if I've had an argument. Would you understand there's been an argument around you of late?
Yes.
Okay, and that's emotionally, it's hurt you hard, isn't it?
Yes, it's my parents. They have come to live with me for a while, so.
Okay, see, because I know that the emotion that comes along with this, it's hurt me hard, okay? I know that there's been lots of upset, there's been lots of tears in your vibration, and, you know, the words I want to use to you is that you've made your decision And I know that you're the kind of person that will not go back on your decision, but you pick it up and run with it. You do what you need to do with it because it's right there for you. Do you understand this?
That one I do not understand, no.
Okay.
Can I have some clarifications on that, please?
Most definitely. Would I be right in saying to you even though that you just said that your mom and dad has come there with you, have you like had second thoughts now then? Or thought, have I made the right choice? Can I cope with it?
They're here just till May. They're here for 6 months and they're going, you know, every winter they come to visit me.
Okay.
So this time I was thinking for the next time requesting them because they argue a lot and it kind of upsets me. So requesting them to, you know, have their own apartment, and I'll help them pay for that the next year they come.
Okay. See, because that's what I want to bring forward there for you, okay, that they will be around you, okay, and particularly this gentleman in the spirit will always be there with you to support you, to guide you, and to be around your vibration, okay? I knew I had to say that there to you. I couldn't close the show. I couldn't end the show there. But
thank you
for taking the communication. Know that they're around you. No, they'll always will. I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
Take care.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, ladies, I do apologize, but I had to give what I had there. Darlene, do you want to tell us how people can get a hold of you?
They can reach me at Facebook with Barrington Medium. They can also reach me on Facebook as Darlene Roaming Gnome King. Or they can contact me through email, which would be barringtonmedium@gmail.com. That's barringtonmedium@gmail.com. And my phone number is 603-502-1984.
Perfect. And Gina, I'm going to get hold of you.
Mike Davis, tor@aol.com.
And as simple as that, MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. Ladies, I want to say thank you very much for being a part of the show today.
Thank you for having us.
The pleasure is all mine. If you want to get a hold of me, it's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook, or you can send me an email to MikeSpirit15@AOL.com. All that remains for me to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, is good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.